Okay. Today I will talk on overcoming again. I believe last December, our brother in the faith from Montreal, Christian, he gave a word of encouragement, and the title was To Him Who Overcomes. So, you know, when we give words of encouragement, sermons, or split sermons, they tend to repeat themselves. It's like a big circle, a big wheel that goes around, and you might say, well, I heard someone talk about that last year, and it's repetitious because there is nothing new. Unless, Jim, I think you come up with something new today.
That's right. I had to back
down. Okay. Yeah, because Ecclesiastic 1:9 says that there is nothing new under the sun. And Hebrew 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and forever. So I'll talk about overcoming. Revelation 3:21 says, He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. No, sorry, I got the wrong one. 21. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. So I guess that means that if we don't overcome, we won't make it. So, to overcome... Sorry, I wasn't too prepared today. I thought it wasn't my turn anyway. Okay, I overcome. And, you know, the more we study the Bible, the more knowledge we acquire. Yet knowledge, unless it is applied, is of no value. As you know, our mind have the tendency to rebel against God's laws. Human nature wants to be right, but it doesn't necessarily want to do right. Also, we know that we have three deadly enemies to overcome. Some people call them the three S's: Satan, society, and self. And to overcome, we have to get close to God in prayer and fasting. The Bible tells us to fast often. The Christian life involves work, doing something. We have to overcome our ungodly habits. We even have to overcome our evil thoughts. Remember the Ten Commandments in the spirit of the law. Hate is the spirit of murder. And Matthew 5:28 says, whoever looks at a woman to lust for her, has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So again, we have a part to play. We have to put forth an effort. And overcoming requires three things: effort, self-denial, and willpower. We know when we repent, we are baptized, and we receive a portion of God's Holy Spirit, but we cannot receive a supply of God's Holy Spirit and then bottle it up within us. The Holy Spirit must circulate like electricity from God into us, then out of us in love, obedience, faith, joy towards others, and then back to God. And the Holy Spirit must be renewed in us daily through contact with God in prayer, Bible study, and meditation. We must put into practice in our daily lives the principles and laws we learn from God. We cannot just put time in at services, so to speak, like in the resurrection, we won't be able to say to God, well, God, I put my time in at services. I haven't missed a service in 25 years. Then God could say, well, did you bear good fruits? Have you gained ground in your spiritual life? Have you overcome your bad habits? Read what happened to the unprofitable servant in Matthew 25. Verse 30 says, cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. He did not bear fruits. He was called a wicked and lazy servant. We have to rely on God and Jesus Christ combined with our own human efforts to overcome. But we should not get discouraged if we don't overcome right away. Overcoming takes time. In fact, it takes a lifetime. We have to live the Christian life as if it depended altogether on our own effort. But because the spirit is willing and the flesh is weak, God makes up the necessary difference. Jesus Christ became perfect through the trials and tests of human experience. Hebrews 5, verse 8. We in God's church are going to be tested in ways we don't even know. God is not out to hurt us, but to correct us now for the future. God wants us in His family. We could say that we are in a war. A spiritual war. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 4 tells us that we must work on our flaws constantly. We cannot stop. It's an ongoing battle. And Philippians 2:12 says, last part, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Also, we could say we are going to school here, but it's a God school. It's not man's school. I remember in worldwide that this man used to wash his car on Friday night. He used to be all dressed up on Saturday, and he used to live in a small community, and people would ask him, hey, his name was Pierre. Hey, Pierre, where are you going all dressed up today? He used to say, I'm going to school. Well, I used to say, why is he saying that? But eventually, I think he was right. We are going to school. And when we go to school, we have to put many hours in of study. I was going to say, if you don't believe me, ask Brianna, but she's not here. But we have to do a lot of study. Matthew 6:33 says to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. This is our job. We have to graduate. We have to overcome our human nature and build godly character more and more every day. Okay, so let's review what has been said here today. We have to overcome the three deadly enemies, Satan, society, and self. We have to get close to God with prayer, Bible study, fasting, meditation. These are our tools. We have to put forth an effort. This is our part. Overcoming requires effort, self-denial, and willpower. We have to rely on God. Jesus Christ said He could do nothing by Himself. We need to be patient. It takes time. We cannot build godly character without trials. Jesus became perfect through trials. Hebrews 5:8. We have to bear good fruits. John 15. God takes them away if we don't. Knowledge, unless it is applied, is of no value. We have to put into practice what we learn. So let's Let's not get discouraged. Our efforts are not in vain. We can make it. Let's see what God says about his part. Let's turn to Philippians 1, verse 6. Philippians 1, 6. Philippians 1, 6. Being confident in this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.